Today, I want to reflect with you for a moment about the magnificent prologue from the Gospel of John, in which he affirms that the Word who became flesh in Jesus of Nazareth was God Himself. He was from the beginning and is fully God. This Word who became flesh for our salvation, John tells us, also created everything that is. Thus, John ties together creation and redemption. The Word who has saved the world is the same Word who created the world, and He who created the world has also redeemed it. He is life, and this life is the light of the world, a light that reaches the darkest corners of the darkest places in our lives. His light is more powerful than darkness. He can remove the darkness, but the darkness will never put out His light. Everyone who believes in this Word, John tells us, is a child of God. We are children of God not because of our ancestors or our pedigree or because of what our parents believed, but because we have believed in His name. This Word became flesh at a particular moment in history, at a particular place in history, in a particular person. He became a person, lived among people, and was full of grace and full of truth. His grace was the grace of redeeming and suffering love. His truth was in the disclosure of the reality of things, to show that His light is stronger than darkness and that His life will overcome death. The hidden God, the mysterious God, the distant God has now come close to us and been revealed. Revealed in the Son, who was in the very heart of the Father, but now makes the Father, makes God known to us. Now we see that very heart of God, that very being of God. Now the Son of God made visible to us in the flesh of Jesus Christ, our Lord.